USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lawyer for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser says she will testify before the Senate Judiciary Panel on Thursday. Christine Blasey Ford claiming that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were both teenagers. Kavanaugh says he'll be at a previously scheduled Senate hearing on Monday, during which time he says he'll clear his name. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell predicts Kavanaugh will triumph in the end.
You've watched the fight. You've watched the tactics. But here's what I want to tell you. In the very near future, Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
A student pilot's accused of trying to steal a commercial passenger jet from a Florida airport yesterday. Airport workers held onto the 22-year-old at Orlando-Melbourne International Airport until police arrived. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
There's no motive known yet for why a 26-year-old woman shot and killed three people and wounded three others before killing herself at the Rite Aid Distribution Center in Aberdeen, Maryland yesterday. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman on the latest workplace shooting.
Which is becoming a too often occurrence, not only in Harford County, but in the country.
Three babies and two adults wounded after a stabbing rampage by a worker at a Queens daycare center. It happened early this morning at an overnight daycare operating out of a house. A 52-year-old woman stabbing the babies and then some adults who tried to intervene. None of the injuries life-threatening, and the woman was found hiding in the basement. She's been taken into custody. Allman Brothers Band guitarist Dickie Betts having surgery today after a freak accident at his Florida home when he slipped and hit his head while playing with his dog earlier this week. The procedure is to relieve swelling on his brain. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A man wrongfully convicted of murder, now finally free thanks to three law students.
I felt like I was in the worst nightmare that you could ever imagine. It was just horrific.
Valentino Dixon released from prison after serving 27 years behind bars in Erie County, New York. His release a result of work done by Georgetown University law students who re-examined his case as part of a prison reform project course. The students re-interviewed witnesses, finding prosecutors never revealed to Dixon's defense lawyer that a gunpowder test on Dixon's hands had come back negative.
You know, I had my moments where I was bitter and angry and frustrated, you know, but I'm not upset with anybody right now. Wow. In fact, the people that put me here, I would give them a hug right now.
Dixon saying on the NBC Today show, being free is the greatest feeling in the world. This could be Bill Cosby's last weekend of freedom. A sentencing hearing for the legendary comedian starts Monday in a Philadelphia suburb. Cosby was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletics staffer at his home in 2004. Cosby could get anything from probation to several years in prison. And fall officially begins tomorrow. The autumnal equinox will arrive at 9:54 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, marking the official end of summer. Whatever the season, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.